One of the true pleasures of hosting this show has been the discovery of books and writers I feel like I should already know about, but somehow don't. I'm Lisa Morgan, and today on The Weekly Reader, University of Baltimore MFA professor and book critic Marian Winnick is here to enlighten me and you once again. Hi, Marian.
Hi, Lisa. I've just read the second book in a pair of novels by British rock critic Caitlin Moran, which I recommend for light summer reading. Moran came into the limelight with a funny feminist manifesto called How to Be a Woman, then switched over to semi-autobiographical fiction. In her first novel, How to Build a Girl, we meet overweight, socially inept 14-year-old Joanna Morgan. She already shares a bedroom with both her older and younger brothers, and the birth of unexpected twin siblings, so far known only as David and Mavid, have made the family's Thatcher-era financial situation more desperate than ever. Her dad's attempts to revive his music career by networking at the local pub have led Joanna to conclude that the future only comes to our house when it is drunk. After a humiliating appearance on a local talk show, the unsinkable Joanna goes for reinvention from the ground up. She renames herself Dolly Wilde after Oscar's niece, assembles a vision board, and breaks away from her parents' playlist, substituting Bikini Kill and Courtney Love for Crosby, Stills, Nash & Young. By 1992, 17-year-old Dolly has wangled herself a job at a London music mag, which leads to her encountering and falling in love with a perfectly imagined rock star named John Kite. I like the second book, How to Be Famous, even better. It's still the 90s. Dolly's now 19, still on her quest to become a famous writer and sexual adventuress. She's still in love with John Kite and is still dealing with her alcoholic dad, who seems a close twin to the William Macy character in TV's Shameless. All is going relatively well when she hits a major snag in the form of a well-known stand-up comedian named Jerry Sharp. When she runs into Jerry, who has his own TV show, at a concert for which he has no ticket, she helps him get in on her press pass. Then Jerry, who is not a nice man at all, manages to get Dolly back to his apartment not once, but twice. It is the second encounter that produces the VHS tape that nearly ruins Dolly's life. New in this book are two wonderful characters, aspiring musician Suzanne Banks and her embattled assistant, Julia. Quote, "Most people are built around a heart and a nervous system. Suzanne appeared to be built around a whirlwind, kept trapped in a black glass jar. She never appeared to think before she spoke, took a drink, or opened a bottle of pills. She was like a bomb that kept exploding over and over. Poor Julia is in charge of keeping this woman on track and often has to remind her that the guitar is held with the strings to the front." Some of the best parts of the book are Dolly's writing. An article titled, 10 Things I Have Noticed in 2 Years of Interacting with Famous People, and another called In Defense of Groupies. Best of all, a letter to her beloved Mr. Kite explaining why teenage girls are the most important fans of all, a power grid of energy splitting their own atoms with love. It's half feminist comedy, half romance novel, a genre whose time has come. The good news is that this is a trilogy, so we're not done with Dolly Wilde yet.
The books are How to Build a Girl and How to Be Famous by Caitlin Moran. You can find more information about these titles, links to reviews, and our podcast at wipr.org/programs/weekly-reader. The Weekly Reader podcast is made possible by the Ivy Bookshop. For The Weekly Reader, I'm Lisa Morgan.
And I'm Marian Winnick.